Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanny Faubert, and Canmore Mayor John Borrowman. I really love it when our community comes together. Did you see the whole Facebook stuff with Maureen and Jay and their little dog? Nice. They raised $2,000 in less than a day to cover their dog's surgery. I consider it good karma because they are the recent recipients of the Good Neighbor Award at the Mayor's Awards for Volunteer Excellence. So giving back to people who have really given so much to our community.
Yeah, you know, it's always one of the nicest evenings in Canmore. It's all about what makes Canmore Canmore and why I stay here and why I love living in Canmore. It's about thanking people in the community that make the community what it is. There was more than 40 volunteers nominated in various categories, and the room is packed, and it's such a great feeling. People are smiling and cheering. These are the people that without any expectation of being recognized for what they're doing, they go out maybe every day, every week, and they just do stuff. Sometimes it's really obvious they're at an event, the folk festival or something. But Maureen and her partner Jay, for instance, they were the recipients of the Good Neighbor Award. They were nominated by neighbors just because they're always out doing something, you know, helping their neighbor shovel a walk or walk a dog or whatever. And it was really meaningful. I mean, Maureen and Jay were visibly affected by feeling that love from their neighbor.
I can feel Maureen crying right now. That's somewhere out there. Maureen and Jay have been my neighbors growing up. And, you know, they say it takes a village. They're part of my village.
There you go.
Every year, we take time to really recognize our volunteers because there is a lot that happens in this community that wouldn't happen without them.
This is the 27th year in a row that Canmore's recognized volunteers in this way. I should just mention some of the other great volunteers that were recognized. So corporate not-for-profit was the Community Food and Friends, the Kitchen Crew. These are the people that every Monday they go to the church and they prepare the food. They've served more than 15,000 meals in the last 3 years.
Wow.
And that Monday night Food and Friends is such a hit in Canmore, and it's for all people. I mean, people from across the spectrum of the community go there, often just for conversation, just to meet up with friends.
I've started going because it really is a great space and nutritious food, well prepared, and it's about community.
Mm-hmm. The youth volunteer was really heartwarming to see him, a young fellow, 12 years old, Ethan Denton. And this guy's been out doing volunteer work for years, and he's 12 years old. He's quite into the bird count thing, and he organized a recent bird count in Canmore. I mean, he was 11 at the time.
Wow.
This kid is an amazing fella. Corporate for profit. It was nice to see the Hijinx toy shop recognized because, you know, everything you see in town, every event, Hijinx has supported that in some way. Every year we give a volunteer award around environmental work, so the Paul Grieg Memorial Award for Environmental Stewardship. The volunteer wildlife ambassadors, they're out there acting as ambassadors in sensitive areas, helping visitors and locals understand what the protected areas are all about. And of course, the adult category, which had 17 nominations, Marion Whitworth, who's a longtime resident of Canmore, she was recognized for actually more than 50 years of volunteerism across her life. When my wife and I first moved to Canmore, what attracted us to this small coal mining town was that sense of community. It was, in those days, nothing happened unless a bunch of people got together and made it happen.
The early 1900s must have been really tough.
Oh!